Good morning, Little Saigon, Seattle. Good morning to Las Vegas and Toronto. It's your good friend Dan in Little Saigon, just looking out into the gray, brown, a little bit of blue, kind of October sky of misery and forlorn longing for a time when humans didn't feel like chunk of flesh. Do you remember the time when humans were more than just Velveeta walking gum sacks? Do you remember the time? Well, I do. It is October the 27th, 2020, right around 10:35 a.m. on a Tuesday, Pacific Standard Time, Pacifically. Can you hear the relentless march of time? It's catching up with you, fucker. It's enough of that bullshit. That went nowhere fast. Yeah. So the first topic on this morning's conversational testimony, and I'm going to beat up on crypto again, and let me explain this, because I'm really getting sick of seeing people call themselves crypto anarchists. It just so infuriates me. It's stupid. It completely derails a philosophy, if you ask me, and it really is the fucking equivalent of a motherfucking fisherman saying, well, I use a boat, so I'm a boat anarchist, and then one of his shipmates says, well, I used a fishing pole, so I'm a fisher pole anarchist. You see where that stupidity leads? So crypto-anarchism is bullshit. Anarchism is a political philosophy that requires that people settle problems without force. Let me repeat what I just said. Anarchism is a political philosophy that requires that people solve problems cooperatively, without force. Now, of course, you have the right of self-defense, because in that scope of no force, there is the non-aggression principle. Some reformulate as the zero aggression principle, but the point is simple. Bullies are bullshit, and you have a right to defend yourself from bullies. That's anarchism in a nutshell. It's not that complicated, and if on top of it you're a Christian, in my humble opinion, you're heading in the right direction. Of course, we're in the election season, so we're in the season of force. The season of people voting to vote their bullshit will on other people, and what's really funny is their votes are never counted. That's what's so funny about all these conversations about my team winning or your team winning, is that we're in the season of force. Anywho, I'll get through the crypto topic simply. When it comes to adoption of any technology that's useful, it comes in waves. The first wave is the avant-garde. And I'll tell you what, if you're in the first wave, either as a consumer or an investor, you're usually remembered as one of those ancient people, like the first Apple, the Apple One computer, or the first Trash 80. or the first IBM PC or whatever. And the thing is, first wave people always take risks. It's usually the case that first wave people have the resources to take risks. Meditate on the fact that a calculator, an electronic calculator, in 1974 would probably cost you several hundred fucking dollars. And chances are it wouldn't be able to do a whole bunch of stuff like the exponential. So here's the thing, guys. First wave. That's where it's at if you want to take risk. And feel free if you want to be part of the first wave. I live in poverty town. I have zero resources to be first wave when it comes to crypto. I currently don't have the technology to support it. My laptop is almost filled up, and I use a fucking flip phone, fuck you. And that's my universe of computing, and I add another fuck you. So I was never going to be part of the first wave. But if something is successful, like, for example, the VCR, or the DVD, or the MP3 player, if something is successful, there will be a second wave. There will be people that will adopt your technology if you make it work. There were people that did CompuServe way before the World Wide Web was the deep state mindfuck that it is today. And yeah, they were riding the DARPA train. And I think people have a lot of stupid ideas about what the internet really is. But the bottom line is this. There were people that did CompuServe and paid a lot of money to basically do some pretty boring shit compared to what you can do today. Basically to go to bulletin boards and shit like that. Just basic stuff. Back in the 80s, late 80s mainly, but the point is it was becoming a thing. The internet was new. There was the first wave. And technically, DARPANET was the first wave. And that would mean GWEN, which is the ground wire emergency network for surviving nuclear war. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I take your little spectacular dreams of the high frontier of the internet away? How about we talk about the integrated circuit next? Oh, have you heard of the Minuteman missile program? Oh, so sorry. You don't manufacture chips in your basement? Fuck. Because if you don't, your computer's owned. I brought that up at a conference once and people laughed. I think that people will stop laughing soon. I really do. And we will reach a point. Let's talk about first and second wave. There was a first wave of people like me who threw away their quote-unquote ironically named devices, their smart devices. I was part of the first wave. It is far more likely that there will be a second wave of people throwing away their ironically named stupid devices than it is a whole bunch of people are going to miraculously find money to buy fucking crypto. And let me go a little step further. Stop measuring the value of crypto in fiat currency, dumb fucks. You should only be measuring it in things that are actually money, or things that are actually resources. Measure it in barrels of oil. Measure it in fucking ounces of physically traded gold. And make sure that the trades occur. Okay? I know you'll try to do a little slippy buy thing. And we'll be like the Chicago Exchange. And we'll have notional gold. No. You want to prove to me crypto is real? Open up a physical trading market. A private one, no feds, no bullshit. Do it in the Philippines if you have to. I've been told the black market is real. I've been told they can do anything. Sounds like shit that should already be happening. We should already have a price of gold for crypto if it was fucking legit. Physical gold. I could go down to the fucking Chevron, give them an ounce of gold, and they would give me the equivalent in crypto or vice fucking versa. That's called second wave. Yeah, that's second wave. Second wave is usually when you have a product that is functional and has general market acceptance. And it may not be the number one thing yet, but people who have brains can tell. And we've been stuck in first wave with crypto for more than 10 years. And people were telling me it was like the internet in 1994, back in 2013. And if you're going to watch the stupid fucking Disney Star Wars movies, learn to keep track of sequences in your head, dumb fuck. I would also say, if you're talking about crypto and you don't know what a sequence is, triple dumb fuck. Topic. Think I killed that dead horse. Holy smokes. Not going to talk about Stucky. I put a song up on the YouTube channel and SoundCloud about a character from that movie, Southern Comfort. I think we'll just push through that and you can listen to the song, The Ode to Stucky. And just a good piece of advice before we leave the Stucky topic. If you find yourself in the swamps of Louisiana, or the swamps of Florida, or the swamps of fucking Washington State, if there are such things, and you see some canoes that some rednecks probably parked, or hell, anybody, don't take them. It's wrong to steal. It is wrong to steal. It is incredibly immoral to steal from people when you're out in the middle of nowhere. You know why people used to hang people for stealing horses? Because that horse was probably your difference between living or dying. So in a way, taking your horse is almost like a death sentence, if that's all you got. That's a little TED talk on being a horse thief, okay? So let's just talk about Southern Comfort. Their first fucking mistake, and again, metaphor of the state when you think about it, let's just steal the fucking canoes. They're just laying there. Let's steal the fucking canoes. And then you steal the canoes and you see that the Cajuns are upset. So you pull out your M60 that fires blanks and let's get past this issue. Folks, we are way beyond toy guns. If you use them to help your kids familiarize themselves with gun safety, fine. If you use them with your kids to help them understand tactics, fine. But folks, in general, especially if you're a fucking adult, we are way beyond toy guns. If you're out there in the middle of nowhere flashing a pistol around and it doesn't work or it fires blanks, you're basically trying to commit suicide. That's where we're at. So toy gun bullshit's over. Let me put it this way. We are in a time of earnestness, which means that if you intend to take some sort of action, you better be fucking serious about it. And we've talked about this in previous podcasts, so I don't mean to belabor a point. But if you're serious about doing something, don't be a fucking idiot. Don't talk about it on Facebook. Don't talk about it on Twitter. Don't talk about it with anybody. And don't use a fucking smart device. Oh my God. Don't be fucking stupid. And if that means your team in the future is a team of one because you live in the Stalinist, neo-Stalinist hellhole like me, then God bless you. We are all in the same nasty, rancid fucking taco. So, yeah, don't steal people's canoes. Don't shoot blanks at people. The time of toy guns is over. But if you find yourself in a difficult situation, don't fucking panic. Most of the stupid decisions that you get to see in the movie Southern Comfort are dumb decisions that lead to death, mostly primarily because of panic or just people being dumb, or being total assholes. Anywho. The Cajuns are the heroes in that movie, if you don't understand the movie Southern Comfort. Next topic, I was going to talk about this. I don't want to go too deep on this one. I'm going to skip this one. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think I was talking about the plot of Southern Comfort, and I think it's basically Moby Dick. Like, I forget the characters' names, but the two guys that survive, you know, they're kind of like Ishmael split into two halves. And I would say the captain is kind of like a spirit that floats around that fucking squad. And obviously the white whale is the Cajuns. And I thought it was Vogel or Bogle, but his name is Bowden. But the dude Bowden who hung himself at the end, that guy's Queequeg. And the train is Queequeg's coffin. Coffin. I'm done with that bullshit. Next topic. Let's talk scenarios. Right now, if you ask me, the dominant scenario is Trump wins. So Trump is currently in the dominant narrative. If you're thinking of this in terms of Sovietology or handicapping the fucking World Wrestling Federation, which means about as real, if you're thinking of it in those terms, right now it looks like Trump's going to win. Not because of the vote. Your votes are not an issue here. Your votes are about obedience and go obey. The good news is I don't believe voting is salvation critical. So if you listen to me as a preacher and an anarchist and you're a voter or Republican or Democrat, I don't really care. You can still go to heaven. You're not going to, no one gets kept out of heaven for being a dumbass. I mean, unless it leads to you being really evil. But if you're just making stupid mistakes and you're a dumbass, well, welcome to the club. We're human beings. We make mistakes. It's like buying a car that turned out to be shit. And not in the first week, but let's say a year later, so your warranty no longer applies. Everybody feels like a dumbass sometimes, okay? That is not salvation critical. The Lord in heaven loves human beings when they're wise. He loves them when they're wise, and he still accepts them when they're dumbasses. So, anywho, go ahead and vote. But I think right now the dominant narrative is Trump. And here's a scenario that, you know, you could think about. Trump wins. He gives his statesman speech. This is the key. And what's required is Biden, or whoever currently controls his brain case, gives the equivalent speech. The statesman, bumble, bumble, bumble Biden, bumble corn pop, bumble statesman. They both give statesman speeches. I'm going to repeat this later. If you're one of these people who's boogaloo or collapsitarian or whatever, and you hear a statesman speech, you need to get to fucking ground. I'm going to repeat that statement because I don't think anyone's going to fucking listen until it's too fucking late. No matter who wins on 11-3, if you get actual concession speeches from both sides, or I should say from one side, and the statesman-like speech from both sides, if you get both sides agreeing to the outcome, and you call yourself Boogaloo, ugh, man, go to ground. Get your family to ground. Bad things are going to visit you very quickly. Dan, how can they find us on the internet? Oh my God, I get so depressed hearing about stupid people dying. But Jesus still loves you. He still loves you. He loves you despite the fact that you heard Trump or Biden or both accept the outcome and give that statesman-like speech. CNN or Fox News will call it statesman-like. Once that word is used, there is a target on your fucking head. That is a scenario. I just want to let you guys know. To me, the actual warning red flag is if both parties agree to the outcome on 11-3 and you end up at that statesman-like place. Because in that scenario, whether it's Trump or Biden, things are going to get bad. If Trump wins, and I do think that's the dominant scenario, get ready for Bill Gates, COVID czar. Yeah, COVID czar, Bill Gates. Oh, and what does that do to the little narrative about the good guys winning and all the Q bullshit? Well, let's think about that for a second. I think Q is bullshit. I think it's a mind fuck. I think people are being... I don't know if it's the CIA or the State of Israel, but Q is 100% mind fuck. All right? But here's the thing. Bill Gates, Trump wins. And actually, I don't think it matters if Trump wins or Harris wins. Bill Gates will be made the COVID czar, okay? And holy shit, you're going to get a speech from Trump in December. He's going to say, guys, this is huge. We've had these huge outbreaks of COVID. So many positive tests. It's unbelievable, but it's really good for the stock market. However, we need your guns for a while. We need your guns for just a short while. That's right. We only need your guns for a short while. And I know most people only have a memory that works for a short while, but that is also a key idea there. That's a red flag. You're never getting your guns back. They will tell you, like 9/11, we just have to do this for a while till we defeat the terrorists. That was some type of fucking monkey bullshit, wasn't it? So here's the deal. Right now, the dominant trend, in my opinion, is Trump wins, okay? And along with that, the dominant trend, in my opinion, is the statesman-like speech. If you are fucking Boogaloo, and you know that both sides are going to accept the outcome, and they give those statesman-like speeches, firstly, I'm 50-50 on how legit Boogaloo is at this point. 50-50, just straight up. But secondly, if you hear the statesman-like speech, get the fucking ground. You shouldn't have been on Twitter. You shouldn't have been on Facebook. You shouldn't have been on YouTube. You shouldn't have been sending emails. If you had been serious in the first place, I wouldn't know about you. Let me repeat that. If you had been serious in the first place, I would not know about you. But they do. They know who you are. They have infiltrated your ranks. So if you hear the fucking statesman-like bullshit from CNN and Fox News, it'll be obvious this is the good news, even for a stupid motherfucker. It'll be fucking obvious. If that happens, and I don't think it will, but it does, but if it does, right? If it does, go to ground immediately. And a lot of people are going to be taken out the very next day. That is basically a declaration of war. That is what that will be. That'll be the New World Order dancing on your fucking graves. If you have any intention of taking action, once you hear that statesman-like bullshit, you better go to ground. Because what's coming next, even if it's not an immediate death, is the vaccine bullshit and the ramrod of hyperstatism, and yeah, don't be surprised, no matter who wins, if Bill Gates is not made the COVID fucking czar. But I do think, no matter who wins, there's at least a 75% chance that it will be violence. Now, violence can be organic, and violence can be inorganic or synthetic or produced. Something that gets engineered, like by the CIA or the FBI. Kind of like shit they've done in this country for a long fucking time, and other countries as well. You know, just, you know, do your own research. So, no matter what happens, there's a 75% chance, basically, the day after we get violence, there's a 25% chance that we get the statesman-like speech scenario. I'm telling you, if you hear that statesman-like ship speech bullshit, I think it's bad news for Boogaloo people. If you've had any way to link your fucking address to that bullshit, you are going to get swept up faster than you can say Boogaloo. And yes, they will convince your fucking mega-wearing hat neighbors to help them. So that is only a 25% scenario. That is a 1 in 4 thing, but it could happen. Let's say it's the more likely scenario, and that is no matter who wins, there's going to be violence. And I think there will be. I've seen the indications. I think they've driven people pretty crazy. And the thing about violence, it's a lot like setting fires, or fires in general. You can pretend you control them till the point you don't. Okay, they can start fires. I've seen them with their Chopia and their fucking front loaders and their Seattle Department of Transportation helmets helping Black Lives Matter commies do their thing. I've seen the undercover cops, fuck you. I know what I'm looking at when I see an operator. So yeah, they can do that. They can sponsor commies and black-clad freaks to march all over the place and speak Marxist bullshit. They can do that. They can start a fire. The only question is, can they put it out? This is the thing that we're going to be looking at the next few months. Do you believe the deep state is so smart, so sophisticated, that they can set fire to multiple cities at the same time and then pull it back? And the other question is, what are the Boogaloo people going to do in that scenario? I've heard, well, we're just going to watch and laugh. Oh boy, that's not going to be smart. For any number of reasons, and I can list them, but you need to know something. If they lose control, then you have a big problem coming. So you're better off working with people to fight back immediately. Because once we lose control of the cities, what you remember of this country is gone. Imagine every city like Beirut. Okay, I know a lot of people don't really understand words or concepts or geography any longer, but research Beirut. Research the history of Lebanon since the 1960s, and specifically the city of Beirut. And Beirut is probably in better shape today than American cities will be if they lose control. You know all those videos of people in countries in Africa that are now, and these are real mobs, by the way. If you want to know the difference between a Black Lives Matter mob and a real fucking mob, look at the food riots. That shit's real. When they want to stop that shit, they're going to use real machine guns and concertina wire. Look at the Black Lives Matter bullshit. That shit's fake as fuck. I'm not saying people aren't being hurt, but it is targeted and it is specific. And man, do I see a lot of fucking rubber cones still. And I can't believe all the so-called alt journalists that are getting suckered by this George Soros color revolution bullshit. It's in your fucking face. Black Lives Matters as a color revolution, and you're too fucking stupid to see it. I can't help you. I cannot help you. You're gone. You're already dead because you've chosen not to see reality. The question you need to ask yourself is, do you believe the government is so smart and so capable and so competent that they can set fire to a society and then pull it back? If you do, fine. I know there are people who believe that there's some super control grid and they'll just turn it on. But still, I think that may be hubris, both on the part of the people that might try to do it and on the part of the people that believe it's possible. There's a lot of hubris in that. There's a lot of conceit. Humans are amazing, but we're not God. We're not. So we're going to find out some interesting things in the next few weeks. One of them is, can the government trigger a little civil war without losing control of the country? We're going to find that out, I think. I think probably that is the most likely narrative. But like I said, my dear, dear friends, and please listen to this right now, there is a 1 in 4 chance, in my opinion, after the election, that there's going to be a statesman-like scenario. And if you classify yourself as a prepper, a collapsitarian, a boogaloo, if you classify yourself as anything anybody would remotely classify as pro-gun, you should probably go to ground right then. That's if you want one chance in hell of fighting back. If you don't want any chance in hell, some of you are going to get hellfire missiles. Yes, yes. You people that think you solved the problem by living in the middle of nowhere, you made it easier for them. You will probably get hellfire missiles. Other people will just get, you know, picked up, arrested, because you live a normie life and you don't want to give up on it. Your hands are connected to that reality with little fucking red, you know, white knuckles or whatever. You will not let go of that reality. They will pick you up. They will arrest you. They will turn out your wife as a whore. They will abuse your children. Your family will be destroyed. That is what's coming in that one in, you know, four scenario. That is the beast system, and that's coming. So yeah, here's a piece of advice to friends of mine out there who call themselves Boogaloo. If you hear the statesmanlike speech and both sides concede, to include even the third party, JoJo, if all sides concede that the election was fine and you get the statesmanlike bullshit, get to fucking ground. Put your fucking smart devices in your microwave on for 5 minutes and get to fucking ground. Get the fuck out of Dodge. Pack your food, your family, your dog. If you're near the mountains, head towards the mountains. That's the best advice I can give you. Because what's coming next is going to be pretty fucking terrible. You remember the first few minutes of Braveheart? Hey, we're going to a meeting. We're going to a meeting with the English King, Longshanks. You ever see the movie The Outlaw Josie Wales? You know, in the first quarter of that movie, where basically the first part of it, where they go to meet and make peace. Listen, if the statesmanlike bullshit comes up, I'm beating the dead horse before we go to the next topic, but if the statesmanlike bullshit comes up, please, please, please do yourself a fucking favor and get your family and the people you love in an anonymous way out of Dodge. Don't call your friends and brothers, tell them you're going. Not unless you want to kill them. Okay? If you want to kill people you love, you will pick up the phone and you'll send emails to... No. That will kill people in this scenario. Don't do it. I'm going to tell you, if we get the statesmanlike speech bullshit on 11-3, I don't know where I'm going. And that's the answer I'm given till then. But I can tell you this much, my plans will be different. That is a simple enough and ambiguous enough fucking statement. That is a 1 in 4 chance. If we get the violent scenario, careful of the statesmanlike speech, guys. I love a lot of you. I know I sound like an asshole, but I actually love a lot of you folks that listen to me, and I am giving you a warning in my heart that if we get the conciliatory scenario, which, yeah, I'm saying is 25%, not very likely. It might even be lower. It might be in the single digits. But I'm telling you, if we get the conciliatory concession, transitional, whoever's there is there because the country wants them there bullshit, that is your signal to execute whatever fucking plan you had. That is it. And if we get the violence, tell you the truth, you should do the same. So if the Boogaloo is real, it's kicking off on 11-3, right? Or 11-4. careful. Next topic, my list of bullshit. You know, I made this list because these are topics. These are topics that will trigger the fuck out of trolls. The first one is Boogaloo. Because there are a lot of people who use that term, and it probably does apply. There's at least one or two I know that it probably kind of applies, and they take it seriously. God bless them, and please listen to the previous language I used about the whole conciliatory statesman-like scenario, please. But there's a lot of Boogaloo bullshit, and you got to be careful. So if I don't know about Boogaloo, it's on my list, but it's mainly because what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for, really? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting until people have guns pointed at their heads? If you are, that's probably too late. Just a piece of advice. And you know, don't listen to me. Read some Solzhenitsyn. Don't wait to the last minute. I'm telling you, the last minute's going to be way too late. It is. Next bullshit topic for 2020 is the monkey herpes. That's what I call COVID. The monkey herpes. There was a person that interacted with me on Twitter, and I kind of thought this was a real person, and I'm not going to dox this person because they might still be real and in their own way confused but decent people. But I'm going to tell you straight up, if you're posting fear-mongering bullshit about the monkey herpes, I think you're a fucking asshole, okay? You've heard me tell you that the mask mandates enable child abduction. They enable attacks on people that we would consider people that require protection, you know, marginal people. They enable attacks on the elderly. They enable attacks on the young. They enable attacks on men and women both in difficult situations. Did you know that a significant portion of your communication happens in your face? Did you know that? Smiles, frowns, tears plus frowns. And tears by themselves are difficult to notice unless there is the mouth, the nose, the rest of your face, the part that gets covered up by the muzzle. So why don't I have tolerance for this bullshit? Because I'm pretty certain people are being raped, murdered, and killed, ripped off, and burglared. And yes, children are being abducted and abused because this fucking mask mandate makes it that much fucking easier. So yeah. Monkey herpes. And guess what? The list is in no particular order. Next topic, the impeachment. You remember the impeachment? That was smoke and mirrors bullshit. Next topic, race war. Who wants it? I don't. I don't want the race war. I don't. The only people that want the race war are the people that want to run the world. That's what they want. They want us to turn on each other. Oh, that person's black. That person's white. That person's Asian. That person's Indian. That person's Mexican. Who gives a fuck? I'm a ginger. Everybody fucking hates me. Race wars, bullshit, condensation trails. I don't know for certain what they're doing in the sky, but if you think those things are all condensation trails, I cannot help you. Don't eat the snow. You're gonna get a snowstorm soon. You will. If you live in the United States, you're gonna get a big chemically nucleated blue fucking Bernie nasty fucking snowstorm. Don't let your kids play in it. Don't fucking eat it. It's toxic waste. Okay? Piece of advice, but you won't listen. So next topic. Big reset. We talked about that one yesterday. If Humpty Dumpty falls in the way that I think Humpty Dumpty will, there'll be no reset button. Next topic. China will take over. We beat that one like a dead horse, but it's good to be on the bullshit list. Hey, China. It's the 1980s, Colleen. Yeah? Yeah. We thought we would take over also. Click. That's never going to happen. If you're depending upon, if you're like, God, who's that fucking motherfucker investor who's been talking up China for years despite the fucking concentration camps and all the murder and all the organ theft? I always forget his name, but he's a real douchebag, and he's always talking up China. China, specifically the government of China, has the same problems as our government, and worse. And as far as their situation goes economically, it's just as bad or worse. Thank you very fucking much. That is how fucking simple this is. China is as much of a basket case as our country. China won't be taking over. 1989 Tokyo real estate collapse hanging up. Crypto. We already beat crypto, folks. Okay? It's bullshit. I think it's crooked bullshit. I think anything that basically is still measuring its value by any fiat currency is crooked, crooked, crooked bullshit. Outer fucking space. What can I say about outer space that I haven't already said? Can't wait to go there. I'm only 50. Can't wait to go to space. Can't wait to go. Outer fucking space. Hating on Malthus and at the same time using things like opportunity cost in your sentences while barely bringing up Keynes, which is literally the opposite of Malthus. Yeah, that's bullshit. You don't have to fucking agree with Malthus about his population predictions, but his beliefs are on the opposite side of the utopian socialists, the Keynesians, and the commies, and the Friedmanites, and all the people that say, like fucking Dick Cheney, the debt is something we owe ourselves. The debt is bullshit. There is a reason why there was a jubilee in the Bible, because they figured out the debt was bullshit thousands of years ago. It's bullshit. It is not the basis for an economy. It isn't, but we'll find out. So yeah, hating on Malthus because he simply said that a 1 gallon bucket, you know, won't contain two, which should be fucking common sense, but you basically ignore Keynes. Great. Probably you're a crypto trader. Yeah, probably. The election, number 11 on my unordered list. Remember, this is in no particular priority order. The election, total bullshit, total bullshit. The Libertarian Party, what a fucking CIA psyop since the early 70s. The Department of Defense. You know something? When it was called the War Department, at least it was honest and not ironically named. DOD is ironically named. It does not mean what it says it means. Believe me, there are lots of people whose, well, they're not alive, but there were people that existed whose ashes lay in craters in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf that could, if they could rise from the dead, assert that it is not the Department of Defense. Fuck you. U.S. government, oh my God, of all the loads of bullshit, it is a disorder machine. Did I see my speech about Black Lives Matter? The U.S. government produces disorder and chaos and violence. They wrote the book on toppling societies. The U.S. government, the only fucking thing they're good at, and you need to fucking meditate on this, is destroying another society. Okay? It is ironically named also. Trump or Biden, I don't care who you're voting for. Just please don't plague me with your bullshit on Trump or Biden. I just don't give a shit. The war on terror, ironically named bullshit. I should have added smart devices as bullshit, ironically named. The war on drugs, also ironically named in terms of production, outcome, quality, and price. How stupid was the war on drugs? Modern state of Israel, total fucking bullshit. They are not the children of Jacob. They are not the lineage. At best, I would call them the synagogue of Satan. But they have nothing to do with the remnant. So if you're wondering, well, what about the remnant, Dan? It is not the state of Israel. We don't know where the remnant is, really. But I can tell you this much. The state of Israel ain't it. Federal Reserve. And paying taxes. Listen, if you want to print money, whatever. Be honest about it. But taxing people while you print money is one of the most satanic fucking things you can do. because you're printing the money, which is a tax, and then you're adding a tax on top of it. That is double secret probation bullshit. The Federal Reserve and the income tax are both bullshit, but when you put them together, you have super bullshit. Next up, Marxism. I don't know what to say here. Marxism is a death cult. If you want to basically share your shit with everybody to the point of starvation, feel free. I went to Chapchas. I saw their herb gardens. They weren't going to feed themselves. Believe me, Marxism doesn't work. See government. Marxism is the final stage of government. That is the dialectic of that bullshit. Fucking Marxism. If there was a graveyard for governments that have existed, on every headstone, or at least almost everyone, would be written, "But for Marxism." Next topic. Pretty close to the end of this list of bullshit. Not complete list, though. Not in any order. Social fucking contract. We talked about that yesterday. Holy crap. Give me a rebar suppository. Next fucking topic. If you're in 2020 and you cannot see through social contract, you're a special kind of stupid. Rousseau, the inventor, was the ultimate commie. So yeah, if you're in 2020 with me and you still believe in social contract, I can't help you. You're confused. And if you're going to have a social contract, go to dfgtc.org/dfgtc.pdf, and you can have that one. And you can send me 3% of your fucking income. Would you like that one? That one's pretty easy, just 3%. And now you have a social contract. Now you have one, a real one. You can print it out. You can print it out, baby. Next topic, Buddhism, mindfulness, and Eastern philosophy bullshit when applied to the science of oppression. Let me explain what I mean by that. And I got no coffee left, so let's see. What do I mean by that? I mean people that sell a philosophy that allows you to be okay with murdering millions of people. I mean people who sell a philosophy that allows you to watch as people are arrested, your neighbors are arrested. Well, I'm trying to be mindful and Buddhist and Eastern. Fuck you. Now is the time to be angry. Take your stoic mindfulness Buddhist bullshit. If you really want to say, be careful, be calm, I'm going to let you in a little fucking secret. Some of the smartest, angriest motherfuckers you ever met can be as calm as possible, but underneath the surface is a nuclear bomb. So yeah, in terms of strategy, don't carry your anger around. That's kind of stupid. But in terms of reality, you need to be pissed off by this shit because it's pretty fucking evil. And if you're not pissed off, I do have to wonder about you. I really do at this point. Now, this list was not complete. There are only 22 items on it now. As time goes on, I will include more items in my list, and these items are special because you talk about them. You will be shadow banned, and you will be trolled, but the trolls are stupid and easy to identify. The shadow ban is probably permanent, as long as, you know, the U.S. government functions. Thank you. think this little Saigon report is over. I will call it dead. There are some more topics here that I could talk about with respect to the Cajuns and whatnot. Actually, you know, there's a couple more I'm going to go through as quickly as I can. There have been a lot of these memes about people blackmailing their parents into voting. You know, voting doesn't work, but if you do believe it works, perhaps the scummiest, shittiest thing you could do, period, with people you love is emotionally blackmail them into voting. But even shittier and scummier is to do it when people are dying. If you're out there and you think it's a good fucking idea, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, to fear-monger your parents, especially if they're dying, into voting a certain way, I don't know. You know, it. Like I said, being stupid might not be salvation critical. But being stupid and evil might be, especially if you know better. And if you don't know better, then perhaps it was your parents who didn't teach you. And maybe that is a kind of instant karma. But I gotta tell you, what kind of a fucking scumbag does that? I hated my dad. And when he, and you know what? The summer I was away, the best summer of my life. It was the best fucking summer of my life working in the Gulf of Alaska, 1993. And then September, my dad dies, and he dies quickly. I barely made it in home to say goodbye, and then it was over. I hated my dad. I couldn't imagine on my most angry day doing to him what some of these scumbags are doing to their parents right now. I kind of think that is an instant trip to hell. Now, I've mentioned I've understood my father since his death. I wish he had died later. I wish I had been older when he died. I think we would have gotten to know each other more. And any anger I had towards him is far, far gone. And there is only love and, frankly, respect, because I understand him more now than I ever did. If you think it's decent to fearmonger, to emotionally blackmail your parents or your loved ones, especially if they're dying, into voting a certain way, whether it's Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, or Commie, you're a special kind of evil. I don't know what the Lord will do to you, and it is not my place to judge, but my Lord in heaven, Jesus Christ, if it was my place to judge for these people, you know in my heart what I would do. It would be slightly better than how I would treat pedophiles. About the same as I would treat people who promote pedophilia. Yeah, you're that kind of special scumbag if you emotionally blackmail people into voting a certain way. And that's how we're going to end it today. At least this morning. Because I had so many topics I wanted to get caught up on, but I didn't. Yes, for this Tuesday, October the 27th, 2020. Yes, for this Tuesday, October the 27th, can you believe it? This year has just flown by. 2020, approximately 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, more or less. For this Tuesday, go out there, be kind to your neighbor if you can, but don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. There were opportunities for people, lots of opportunities for people as groups to be anonymously fucking kind before this point in history. So yes, go out, be kind. Keep your heart open to the widow, to the orphan, even to the stranger. Live a life that is the kingdom life if you can, and if you believe, live the life of Jesus Christ. But folks, don't be fucking stupid. Don't be stupid. And if you are any kind of boogaloo prepper, outdoorsman, who remotely ever wrote an email in support of the Second Amendment, and on 11-3 or maybe 11-4, Trump or Biden gives the concession, and everyone does the statesmanlike thing, go to fucking ground.